There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
All right, so we just finished watching a Sony press conference here at E3 2017, and I have my co-hosts Peter and Paris. This is, by the way, Danny, for those who don't know. Pete, what's up, man? What are your thoughts about the PlayStation press conference?
Wow.
Go for it.
One word. Wow.
Can we agree it was the shortest Sony PlayStation?
I don't think that matters.
No. I know it doesn't matter. Let me finish. It doesn't really matter. But it was the shortest. It was the shortest one. It was the shortest PlayStation press conference. You're a dumbass. So, yeah, it was the shortest. But, man, they came strong, man. They came really, really strong, man.
I almost want to say that almost in a subtweet kind of way, and almost in a shade type of fashion, they said, games. Everybody wants to talk games, so we're going to show you games. I don't think Sean Layden said anything more than maybe 100 words the entire hour of, you know, the conference. Mm-hmm. All it was spectacle and games.
It was like a very well put together show, man.
Well,
From start to finish.
If you see over the last couple of press conferences, that's what they're known for. They're known to have that creative experience, and it's just well done.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta give them props. They know how to put on a show.
And this is the second time this type of style of press conference. Just show the games, have some like special effects on stage and everything. Feel the experience. Be part of the press conference and stuff, you know. So it was really, really good, man. Really, really good. Any games that got your attention, though? I was surprised with Monster Hunter. I was like, wow, that's huge. Huge for Sony.
I know you said Monster Hunter. That was impressive. Me personally, Moss caught my attention. Okay. That was the one with the little mouse. Detroit Human looked good. Spider-Man, I mean, it's just outstanding. I was thrown by Horizon Zero Dawn getting an expansion / DLC so early. And to be playable later this year? Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's that one. And, I mean, was it Days Gone? What they showed today was leaps and bounds beyond what they showed last year. Time,
yeah.
And it creates hype. It creates desire. It creates the want to see what they're showing and to be a part of that. Bravo.
Paris?
You know, yesterday when we came out of Xbox, I gave a grade. So for PlayStation, I gotta give it an A. I really do. And the only reason I don't give it an A+ is VR, because I felt like during the middle of the show that really slowed everything down. A couple of the VR things were impressive, but the majority of them I'm kind of
yeah.
I can pass on. But I was glad to see that Bethesda has Skyrim in VR, which kind of tells me Fallout 4 will be on PlayStation VR as well. But yeah, dude. I mean, Sony was just throwing heaters all night because it was exclusive content that's you can only play it on PlayStation. And to be perfectly honest with you, it's things that I want to play, which got me excited. I want to play Uncharted. I want to play Horizon Zero Dawn. I want to play Days Gone. Detroit, that's probably one I'm not so much interested in. God of War, very impressive. Looking forward to that. Obviously, you know, Destiny. I'm like, I want to play that.
Yeah.
But very impressive what Sony's doing, because again, they didn't try to sell you on new hardware. They didn't price drops.
Well,
nothing.
They don't need to. They're doing fine.
But that's the point.
Yeah.
They just need to keep doing exactly what they're doing. And then, you know, had the little dig in there towards Xbox and exclusive games that you want to play kind of stuff. So, you know, that was a little lowbrow, but overall, I was very impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a PlayStation owner, you should be excited right now with
and
content that's coming on.
I do want to say, and kind of what Paris was alluding to, there was only two third-party titles in that entire thing, Call of Duty and Destiny 2.
Well, you had
Marvel versus Capcom.
The Capcom, and then you had that
Skyrim.
Well, yeah, Skyrim, that's old.
Okay,
but
so four out of everything that they showed?
Yeah, and then the Monster Hunter, obviously, that's Capcom as well. Which, again, hey, Monster Hunter World, you know? Wow, but who saw that coming?
No, I didn't. And that's primarily a, you know, overseas Japan title. You don't see something like that, and especially to get a response like it did tonight.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm just impressed.
Like, they didn't even show Gran Turismo today, and we know that's coming, Gran Turismo Sport. They're like, oh, yeah, we can leave that on the side.
They didn't show that. They didn't show the...
You mentioned Spider-Man. I didn't give a chance to get my comments. I loved what I saw with Spider-Man. That just looked fun. That was, you were Spider-Man doing Spider-Man things. And, yeah, I'm excited to play that, too. Again, another thing, everything they showed is either coming this year, we're coming, like, in 2018, most of it early 2018. The only game they didn't put any date on was Days Gone. We have no idea when that's coming.
Did they put a date for Uncharted Lost Legacy?
Well, we already know that's coming this year. That's been announced previously. I believe, like, during the summertime.
And Detroit Become Human, did that get a date?
I thought it said 2018. Maybe.
I don't remember. But yeah, everything was, like you said, 2017, 2018. Yeah. Like, wow.
It was a really good press conference overall, man. And I hope they continue this type of style next year and moving forward, because I love it, man. I feel like I was part of the experience, man. It was really cool, man. Especially when they had the water thing in the background.
Yeah, the water effect.
That was really good. Really good.
Yeah, like we were talking about right after we were walking out. It's they have an eye for flair and for the dramatic, and they have a really good creative team. Mm-hmm. And I mean, hey, two thumbs up.
Yeah.
You can't say anything else. I mean, you can tell we're almost at a loss for words. We're almost speechless for how well the show is done.
Before we finish, I was walking to the bathroom and I was checking out my Twitter. And right after the press conference ended, the crowd sat like for like a good couple of seconds. They didn't know if they should leave or they were just probably like amazed with the press conference or what. But that was crazy. That was pretty dope. But that's it, man. We're going to go now to another event. We're going to Ubisoft, hang out with them over there and everything. And that's it. Until next time. Yep. Live from E3 2017.
Peace out.
This episode of Gamertag Radio is brought to you by our sponsor, Western Digital. And with Western Digital, you are now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a Western Digital solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly or load games with other applications in a snap.
Ooh.
Combined with reliable Western Digital hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place. Trust me, with video editing, you're going to need the space. And for a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners, pay attention to this, Gamertag Radio listeners, you can get up to 20% off a Western Digital solid state drive with our coupon code WDGTR. So if you want some more information on this, go to WDC.com/GTR.
I was thinking about this the other day. I might invest on building my own PC. I've been thinking of that for a while now. Not only because to play games, but also I want to start testing the waters. You know, I've been using my MacBook for a while. But now let me go with the PC, not only play games, but also maybe edit videos and everything. So Paris, to you, why do you think I need this for my PC once I build this?
The solid state drive, you're going to need that for gaming because, again, it's going to load everything a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. You're going to get access to what you need a lot quicker, be it games or applications. Like you said, you want to start video editing. Mm-hmm. Having the actual application on the solid state drive, it's going to pull up Adobe Premiere or Final Cut, whatever you're using, in a snap. Then you're going to need the storage. So that's where that SSHD, like I got that 4 terabyte one, mm-hmm. is going to come in handy, because you start editing all this 4K video and doing all this stuff, the files are huge. Mm-hmm. You're going to need the space. So again, this is such a great deal that I hope people listening to this take advantage of. Use that code WDGTR. Get 20% off these Western Digital hard drives at WDC.com/GTR.
Take advantage.